كده. Since we're all here, I guess we can start. Wait, if I need pause, cool up.
Oh,
I want to talk to you about Ksamim. The Gemara quotes a drasha on Daf Nun Zayin Amid Beis of Shmuel. Bibsara Achitargish Bibsara. Mar says, "Om Rab Yirmiya Midifti Modish Shmuel Shitmei Midrabon." So that's what we call Tumas Ksamim. So Shmuel says, "Afil Bodka Bekarka," and she didn't see any dam. Then she sits down in the karka. So we know the dam came Migufa, but she's Tahora Min HaTorah because she doesn't have Ardosh. Later on, the Mishnah on Daf Nun Ches Amid Beis tells us a whole Maisa. The Isha Acha Shabbos Lefnei Rabbi Akiva, Malav Reisi Dam. Rabbi Akiva asks her, maybe she had a Makah, Chaisa Makah, Shema Yechola Ligola, Ulahotzi Dam, Amalo Tahor. Rabbi Talmidim is Taklibo. Okay, good. This is, I don't know which group of Talmidim. This is the first group of Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim or the second group, since we're Yimei Sphere. Ma dover kasha beinechem, fine isha kitia zava dam yia dam velo kesa. So many of the mafarshim ask the question: how do we juggle Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah on Daf Nun Ches with Shmuel on Daf Nun Zayin? After all, Rabbi Akiva has a drasha dam velo kesem. Shmuel has a drasha of Bibsara, Achitargish Bibsara. It's very strange, each one with their own drasha. Okay, well, B'li Nether will come back to it. I'll call upon him, Ksamim is the Rabban. Now, my goal for this year is to discuss with you a tshuva, the Mi'il Tzedaka, which is quoted by the Sidrei Tara, and to try to make sense out of the Mi'il Tzedaka. That's number one. And then I want to share with you a chiddush of the Divrei Chamudos on the Rush, which is really a chiddush in this case on Rashi, and the Rashi is on Daf Hei with regard to a Ketana. And my goal is to try to connect between the approach of the Mi'il Tzedaka, which the Sidrei Tara attacks B'chol Tokef, and the Yisod of the Divrei Chamudos in Rash. That's just B'gadol, where I want to take you. So I don't know if you've seen the Mi'il Tzedaka, if you've seen the Sidrei Tara, I don't know if you've seen the Rashi on Daf Hei, if you've seen the Divrei Chamudos on the Rosh, interpreting Rashi on Daf Hei. I don't even know, Lamaisa, exactly what you're learning now. I hear different things. But you've learned neither. So none, right? Some of you are learning neither now. Is there anyone who is learning neither now? Oh, okay, good. So at least we have one representative. That's better than nothing. Anybody else? Just, oh, we have two. Okay. Do I hear three? Okay.
I'm happy with you, bro.
One second. You're Bechlal half learning, no matter what the second. I'm just joking. Short time
movement talk. He's always learning to be
Asad Batel,
maybe so he's doing Chshivus.
Right, that has a Chshivus to me. Fine. So, what's the Mi'il Tzedaka? So, to give you a little bit of background, the Mi'il Tzedaka, we take a look at the Gemara, the Pashtus Asuya, Daf Nun Ches Amid Beis. The Mishnah says, V'tola B'chol Dovar, Sheyechola Litlos. What does that mean? Kol davar sheyichol litlos. L'chora the pshat is, and I'll prove it to you from the entire sugya, that there's a loch of tliya and ksomin, but it's got to be a chol litlos. There has to be some reasonable doubt that maybe that's where the dam came from. The Gemara goes on to say, for example, shachta. Again, I don't know if it means she was the shochet, or maybe somebody in her vicinity shechted. She went through a shuk shal tabachim. One is aska v'ksomin, harga makoles, harezu tolava. The Gemara also sets up a shear that if the kesem is ad kigris v'od, then we could be tola. Sumi came from makoles, but if it's more than kigris v'od, then she's tmeya. The whole Gatsa Sugya revolves around the concept of tliya. Rav Chanina ben Antignos Omer, Ad Kigris Shalpul, and even though Shelo Harga, but nevertheless we could be Tole, the Gemara goes through a whole discussion here about a possibility that she had a Makkah, Yechol Liglos, etc., Rabbi Akiva, the whole Mishnah here. Then the Gemara quotes a Braisa, Tonar Rabbanon, Maisa v'Tole Rav Meir this, and Rabbi Tole for that. And Yashva, not Yashva, she sat and had Yitzias Meir Aglayim. Was she standing? Was she sitting? Harga, lo harga, the Gansa Sugya from A to Z, from beginning to end, is all about the feasibility in Yeshpo Svirut Misuyamit. Then there's Tliya. But if there's no feasibility, then there's no Tliya. Isdach Rabosai, we have to ask a number of questions. You're telling me that there has to be some sort of logical reason, reasonable doubt that maybe we could be tola that it didn't come me gufa. So I'll ask you the following questions. I have a list here of questions. Number one, Bizman Azeh, how shchiach is it to have a makoles? And if it's not shchiach, if it's not matzui, then what are you telling me tliya of a makoles? Point number two, what about the color of the kesem? Let's say the kesem is shachar. The Gemara says that only if it's adam, then you tole a bimakos, but not if it's shachar. So does that mean that any woman who has a kesem that shachar is tmeya? Question number three, what if she knows that the dam didn't come from makolas? In that case, what do we say? There's no possibility of tliya. So again, so we have here all these types of cases where, let's face it, there's no real reasonable reason to be tola, and therefore she should be tmeya. So the Sidrei Tara quotes a tshuva of the Me'il Tzadok. Now again, I'm just going to tell you where it is in the Friedman edition. If you want to look it up, you'll be able to look it up. And if not, which there's a good chance you won't look it up, so you won't look it up. Doesn't mean I'm happy about it, but I know my clientele. So in any event, this is on page Tuf Nun Gimel. And he says the following. Odra Isi, the Sidrei Tara quotes of the Ildstaka, and he says that it's posha to him that in all cases, if she had a kesem apachos mikigris, she's tahor. Upshita lebaze hashir, ditzarch al kol ponim, and without that shir, if it's only a kol shu, apachos mikigris, vadai lo gozu be rabbonon, al kayotze beze, afal gab de vadai migufa as. Rav Osai, listen carefully. The whole concept of tliya is predicated on the assumption that maybe it didn't come in gufa. And comes along the Me'il Tzadok and he says, Afal gav devadai mi gufa asya. The Sidrei Tara doesn't spare any words. He says, Lo yadati mai ka'amar. I don't know what the man is talking about. And he goes on to say that maybe the Me'il Tzadok came up with this conclusion because Kol asdinim maleim dam. The Gemara talks about the fact that the stinim are maleim dam. It must be because of makoles. And He goes on to say, Kei Nire Misefer Minchas Yaakov, that's in Tarshlamim of Yaakov Raisha. He also seems to say that if it's Pachas Mikagris, the Afilu Ivi Vadai Gufa Asya, nevertheless, she's Tahor. And the Sidrei Torah cannot tolerate this. He says the whole concept of Ksamim is predicated on Tliya. Aval I Yad'ino De Migufa Asya, is then for sure she's tmeo. Afilu betipas dam kechardol. The afilu shelo hergisha adayin itmeo midrabon. The dafka hecha de ikol mitle b'makoles he tahora. Aval vaday migufa nafik afal gavdelo hergisha tmeo. The whole business of being matir ksamim is only dafka hechadu safek im yatsami gufa or im lav yatsami gufa. Ha, I'm reading tliya. Amal hechadu vadai nafik mi gufa tmeya. Vechein kasa besefer kresiu place. So the Sidrei Torah stands on the shoulders of the kresiu place. If it's vadai mi gufa, then she's tmeya. Even if she only sees tipas dam kechardol. And when can we be told in Makoles? That's only if it's Eino Vadai Migufa, and then we have the minimum shear of Kigris. Isdach, again, I say the following, according to the Sidrei Torah, this has tremendous repercussions, halacha lemaisa, in all cases of Ksamin, Bizmana Zeh, to assume that there's a Makoles that's Shviach, and that we can be toiling a Makoles. I don't know when the last time you saw a Makoles was.
How do you explain
Shviach? The only Makoles I saw is up the block and it's open 24/7. What?
How does he explain the Shmuel?
You have to assume Lo Bad Kayofa. There's no other way of explaining Shmuel. Lo Bad Kayofa. And why Lo Bad Kayofa? Because she didn't have Argosha. It must be that the Dam came Yalo. Every case of Kesem, according to Sidrei Torah, is predicated on the assumption that Ular, Shema, Hadam, Bami Alma, whether it came from a Shuk this, whether it came from that, and all the different permutations. What he says to me. Yeah, I mentioned that. You weren't here. You're talking about the drasha of Rabbi Akiva and the drasha Shmuel? Yeah. You weren't here when I discussed that. Where were you? I don't know. I didn't see you. Shame.
What?
I'm just kidding.
To say Vada, the verse is, right? So even if it's Vada and Migufa, so.
Maybe. So that's going to be a question here. Now, Rabosai, before we try to make some sense out of the Me'il Tzedakah, and I think it's going to come down to the Pisrei Tshuva, the name of the Chassam Sofer, beautiful Chiddush of the Chassam Sofer. But before we get to that, I want to raise another question, and that's from the sugya on Daf Hey, the way Rashi interprets the sugya. The Gemara says on Daf Hey that Daf Hey Amud Aleph, that in the case of a ketana, there's no ksam. And Rav Chanina ben Antigno says that kol hanoshim kisman tome, and then he goes on to say chutz mitinokes shelo higiaz man aliros afilus dinim shalom luchlochim bedam ein choshishin lo. So Ribbono Shalom, we have here a case of a tinokes, and it's dinim shalom luchlochim bedam. Ein choshesh in law, says Rav Chanina ben Antignos. The Gemara goes on to ask a question: what do we do with the brisa that says kol anoshim kisman tomei? And the Gemara goes on to a whole discussion here: how to defend and protect Rav Chanina ben Antignos. So, what does this mean? Ein choshesh in law. And here's where I want to share with you a Rashi. And the Rashba attacks Rashi, and the Divrei Chamudos wants to understand Rashi. Rashi says, "Ein choshesh in law." Rashi says, "Who are we talking about here? We're talking about a tinokes." Says Rashi, "Eza he's mana," and he quotes the Gemara just a little bit later on. The Gemara says, "Mishigiu yemei hanu urim," and at that point, She's included in Ksamim. What is Higia Limei Hana'urim? At what point is she included in Ksamim? So you're all familiar with this strange Rashi. Rashi says one of two possibilities. She's already considered in Higia Limei Hana'urim. Number one, says Rashi, via Shtei Saros. And then Rashi says, oh, Bas Yud Beishanim V'yom Echad Afal Gav Shelo Hivya Shtei Saros. Comes out according to Rashi that she is considered Higia Limei Hana'urim, and she has Ksamim, she's included in Ksamim, when one of two things happen. Either she has Shtei Saros, or she reached Yud Beishanim V'yom Echad Afal Pishelo Hivya Shtei Saros. Now, as far as godless is concerned, for Chalitza, for example, she has to have both. She has to have what? Shtei Saros, and she has to have Shanim. In fact, if she only has Shtei Saros without Shanim, then we assume it might be Shuma. It's not even Shtei Saros, it's not Simonim at all. So, to quote the Rashba says, I don't understand what's going on. Beis Yosef, by the way, quotes the Rashba Barichus here in Kuftzadi. And he says that the Rashba understands that Bishanim Sagi, it's enough that she has Shanim, Afalpi, Shaloi Via Simonim, says the Rashba, the Radhai Be'inon, Gamkein Simonim. It's not enough to have Shanim, you need also Simonim. Acheres, says the Rashba, Ktanahi. And then he quotes his Tosefta. The Tosefta, Perek Aleph, Halachahe, says, Me'emasai Ru'uya Liros, Mishivia Shtei Saros. You see that you need Simonim. So how could Rashi say that's enough that she has Shanim without Simonim? That's the question of the Rashba. So the Cheshek Shlomo wants to say that there's no machlokas. Rashi is also on the same page as the Rashba. Rashi is addressing a case where we don't know. And Rashi says the following. If she has Shanim, then we assume she has Simonim. If she has Simonim, we assume she has Shanim. Meaning that Rashi agrees fundamentally to the Rashba that Yotza Mechlal Tinokas requires two, both Shanim and Simonim. And the Rashba and Rashi are not arguing. Rashi is introducing the following possibility. We're not sure. We're not sure of either A or B in each case separately. We know that she has Shana. We're not sure if she has Simona. We know she has Simona. We're not sure if she has Shana. And Rashi holds that Efshal Istamech Anachnu Somchim Al Kach, that if she has Shana, then she has Simona, and vice versa. And therefore, we're going to be Metame Hoksom. Now, the Bir Agra, again, only if you want to look it up, I'm just mentioning it for anyone who wants to look it up. It's on in the Friedman edition, it's on page Tzadi, it's in Simon Kuf Pei Tes, it's not here in Kuf Tzadi, so you can miss it. He says that Rashi is bothered by the Lashon Higia Limei Hana'urim. That's what bothered Rashi's mind. It doesn't say Higiel Gadlus, which would indicate that you need Shanim and Simonim. And he says that there's no Kasha, the Rashba's Kasha from the Tosefta. The Tosefta says, May Amosai Ru'uya Liros Mishay Via Shtei Saros. Says the Gaon, the Tosefta is talking about a case of Lo Higia Lichlal Shnoseha. And then when is she become, according to Rashi, again, he's not learning like the Cheshek Shlomo. He's learning that according to Rashi, one of two things is enough to be Metame Haksam. And she's Muchzekes Liros Dam. Either she reaches Yimei Hana'urim, which means Shanim, or as the Tosefta has it, Ne'ema Sairuya Liros Mishavia Shtei Saros. But both the Tosefta and the Brisa here in the Bavli are correct, each one without the other one. Yimei Hana'urim means Shanim without Simonim. And the Tosefta says you need Simonim. It means, according to Rashi, even without Shanim. In other words, why did the Tosefta leave out Shanim? And why did the Bavli leave out simonim. The answer is one of the two is sufficient. And the truth is, I have no idea how the Cheshek Shlomo is going to interpret the words of Rashi. Rashi says, "O bas yud beis shanav yomecher afal pi shaloi viyashtei saros." Rashi is doch mefurish, and the Ritva says explicitly here on Daf Hey that one of the two is sufficient, either shanim or simon. So now we want to understand the Tama Dover. Why is it that according to Rashi, one of the two is enough? And now she's muhzekes liros domim and ksameha tmeim, and she doesn't have to have a shear of galus. So the Divrei Chamudos points out that there's a stira minayu bay in Rashi, from the Reisha to the Sefer. Rashi says again on Daf Hey with Aleph Divrei Maskel in Choshishin La, says Rashi, afilu ein la bamel litlos. Says Rashi, what does that mean? Bishuk shel tabachim lo avra. Who told you that lo avra bishuk shel tabachim? She told you that she didn't go through a shuk shel tabachim. Is ikol meimar avra velav adaite? Says the Divrei Chamudos, Rashi is talking about tliya, and Rashi is saying that if a woman is a tinokes, which according to Rashi means either this or that, okay? Meaning she doesn't have shanim, she doesn't have simonim. In such a case, Rashi says, we have a tliya. And what's the tliya? Shuk shel tabachim. Ah, ifrekt Rashi, she didn't go through a shuk shel tabachim. Ah, you think she didn't go shul shel. She thinks she didn't go through shuk shel tabachim. But ikol neima, this is lakula. Avra velav adaite, says the Divrei Chamudos. But what happens? I'll read to you his language. It's very telling. Again, if you want to look it up, it's Simon Gimel in Perek Kamad Nida in the Rush, and it's Sifkot and Ches in the Divrei Chamudos. Mashma bi Rashi deilu. I'm going to add my own words here. Kai Gavna. The Efshar Lomar Sha'avra Kigon Shalozaza Mitoch Besa. We locked her up in a room, and we know that she couldn't have passed through Shuk Shal Tabachim. Is then Enochinami Mikavan de Al Karchach Tsarch Lomar Sheba Adam Migufa Tmeahi. That's the ratio of Rashi. In other words, according to Rashi, it comes out that everything depends upon tliya. Just that in the case of a tinokes, we could always be tola. And even if we assumed that she didn't go through a shuk shel tabachim, the emes is that she went through a shuk shel tabachim. Perhaps she went through a shuk shel tabachim. Then we get to the Sefer of Rashi. Rashi says in the Sefer, he says, Begufa ein litlos. We're not going to assume that the dam came migufa. Says Rashi, not because, as he said a line earlier, because she went through shuk shel tabachim, but rather the ksamim derabanan didhu. The chigaz rabanan bihigiyaz mana didam matzuila. Says the Divrei Chamudos, now Rashi is singing an entirely different tune. Rashi seems to say at this point that lo gazru bei rabbana, that when the rabbana made the gzera of ksamim, they didn't include a ktana. And therefore, says the Divrei Chamudos, yesh lefarish dvarav, the ksamim derabbanan v'chulei v'lo gazur lahosif al tama rishon ba. Rashi's coming to add something to the first time. Uba lahakel afilu hecha deleko l'misnei klal. Now that the Divrei Chamudos came up with this hecha timtza, where we locked her up in a room, and she certainly didn't go through a shuk shel tabachim, there's no logical possibility of tliya Bishuk shel tabachim. And the Divrei Chamudos was medayik from Rashi in the Reisha that in such a case she would be tmeya. And why would a kesem be tameh? Because there's no possibility of tliya. All of ksavim, to the entire ksavim, is based on tliya. So Rashi, in his first presentation, would therefore submit that if we know that the dam came migufa and there's no possibility of tliya, she's tmeya, her kesem is tameh. Now he says, Rashi gives another time. And you have to add two words into Rashi, I think. Inami. Now Rashi says, he boys him a different pshat. Dulo gozru chachomim ksomim biktano. And if lo gozru chachomim ksomim biktano, is bemele, even if we know that she went, that she was locked up and she couldn't have possibly gone through a shuk shal tabachim, nevertheless she's tahora. And there's no kesem because she's not included in the gzeres chachomim of ksomim. And in the middle of this Divrei Chamudos, he quotes, I don't know exactly who it is, Reish Mem Yud, I don't know, if his last name was Levy, then it's a supermarket. Anyway, and this Reish Mem Yud says that we only agorace the first part of Rashi, and he changes the second part of Rashi, And on that, the Divrei Chamudos writes, Tikuno hu ivluso. He was Mesakin, it was an Avel that he did. And we have to accept the second shot in Rashi, because the second time of Rashi is going even further than the first time to tell you that even if there's no possibility of Tliya v'shuk shel tabach, nevertheless she's Tahora, and the Kesem is Tah. Why? Because lo gozu beirabon. So now we want to look at the Sidrei Tara again. This time the Sidrei Tara is on page Tav Lamed Vav, I think. Which one did I give you before? I don't remember the letters anymore. But he says the following. He says, The Sidrei Tara is reading the first part of Rashi, and he's totally ignoring the second part of Rashi. He's completely unaware of the second part of Rashi, at least the way the Divrei Chamudos understood it. And therefore, he comes to the conclusion that if there's no possibility of Tliya, then the kesem of a tinokos is tmei. Not only the Sidrei Tara says that, but the Chavos Das as well. The Chavos Das you can find, again if you're interested, on page Shin Chaf Beis. And he writes, Legabe the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Tzadi, says lo gozu b'tinokos shelo igia zman aliros da'ainu ishi p'chusa mishtemesre afilu hevia shtei saros v'cheinim hoisa yisera mishtemesre bodku avaloi v'shtei saros is ein choshin l'ksomim zokta chavos das ein mitarim ksomel rak b'mokom de'ikol ha'meimra Avra v'shuk v'shal tabachim v'lava daita v'lhecha devadai asya migufa rak shalo hergisha tmeo udelo kimo shemashma midivrei hashach. So on both sides, let's just line up the shittas over here. The Mechaber says lo gazu b'tinoko shalo igiyaz man aliros. Sounds like the Mechaber is saying that she was never included in the gzera. The Shach says it mefurosh, that even if we know that she didn't go into a shukshal tabach, nevertheless a kesem is tar. That's on one side of the equation, and we'll add the Divrei Chamudos to that side of the equation. On the other side of the equation, we have the Chavos Das, we have the Sidrei Tara, and they say that if we know that it's badai, what do you say?
The Reish Mem Yud.
And the Reish Mem Yud, I don't want to leave out the Reish Mem Yud, is that then, even though she's a tinokos, she's tmei. Where does Rabbi Kivega fit into this? So the Tshuva of Rabbi Kivega is in Simon Samach Beis, and he quotes the Shach, De'echad ha'adam vare migufa, is mikomakom tahorahi. Tmiyadli. He says, I don't understand it. Masvaro lechalik ben ketana l'gdola. Sherei chachomim asru dam gam below argosha. Vasvarahi shebektana mekilin litlos ba. Keva delom establish atam shadam ba mimena. Right? So what's the whole kula in the case of a ketana? As far as hargosha is concerned, if the rabbanan was mematame without hargosha, dilma agashavu lavadaita, it's kolshkeit in the case of a ketana. So you can't be making in a ketana because of the absence of hargosha. Ella, what are you going to be making in a ketana because she's mesulekes domin, whatever phrase you want to use, and therefore if it's ena regila liros, mistoma came from somewhere else? He says, how can you say such a thing? That only makes sense in efshal litlos. The Az lo mistabish adam ba mimenu, aval bivade migufa ela delor gisha maduin entire. Why should we mitire? And again, it's against the pashtus of the lash of the mechaber. It's against the shach. It's against the divrei chamudos. Of course, Rabbi Kivega wouldn't have been impressed by the divrei chamudos necessarily, but he should certainly be impressed by the mechaber and the shach. So Rabosai, Lufianis daiti, perhaps the machlokes is dependent upon the following issue. How do we understand the gzeiras ksum? There are lechora two different issues here. In other words, there are two different reasons on a doraisa level why a kesem is tahor. Number one, and again, I'm not going in any specific order. We have Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah Nanches. Maybe she had this, maybe she had that, and therefore we don't know where this dam came from. Is it dam min hamakor or is it not dam min hamakor? So the Chachomim say, let's be choshesh, even in the case of Kesem, that maybe the dam came in Amok. So although on a deraisa level we have the drush of dam velo Kesem, Chachomim were worried about Kesem, that maybe Kesem is dam in Amok. That's number one. Number two, the Torah says that a Kesem is tar because she had no argosha. Maybe she did have argosha. In other words, the Rabbanan are going to institute here what I call a two-stage or a two-fold gzera. This gzera is going to be based on two chashoshos and the combination of both of them. We need A plus B. Number one, we have to assume that maybe the dam came migufa, even though she found it on a kesem, and it could be that the dam came from here or there, but maybe it came migufa. And therefore the drush of Rabbi Akiva of dam velo kesem doesn't apply. That's one way of understanding the gzera, and that was a gzera. But we have another issue. So what are you going to tell me? Maybe the dam came migufa, but it was dam below our gush. And Shmuel says, bibsara velo, achitagish bibsara. The answer is that maybe there was our gush. So we have to be choshish for two things, the combination thereof. Again, the case of Mishnah, Perek Tesmil, Surabia says, why not apply the rule of Sveksveka here? Okay, fine. So one answer is Mishum Chumra Denida, they didn't rely on Sveks. I don't know. That's a sugya unto itself. That has to be understood. But number one, with Choshesh, that maybe the Dam is Migufa. Now you're telling me Dam is Minamakar. Now I have to ask a different question. Did she have Argosh? Maybe she had Argosh. If so, I understand beautifully the Shita of Rabbi Kiveger, the Sidre Tara, and the Chavas Das. They say the following. Basically, even a Ketana is included in this Gzera. Why? Because the Gzera was that even though on a Daraisa level, Shmuel says, Bibsara, Achitargish, she didn't have Argosh. Yeah, but maybe she did have Argosh. Is there any difference between a Gdol and a Ketana as far as the Chashash? Maybe she had Argosha? Zippo. And not only that, I could have even a greater chashash in the case of a ketana. Maybe she had argosha. The lavadite. In fact, the Sidri Tara wants to prove that his interpretation of Rashi on Daf Hey is correct from the fact that Rashi on Daf Nun Ches, when Rabbi Yirmiyah says Mod Shmuel B'Ksamim Shitmeim D'Rabbanon, Rashi says Dilma Agish of Olam Adayte. No, if the whole Takani here was, the whole Gzera here was that maybe in the case of a Kesem she had Argosh of Olam Adayte, then certainly that should apply to a Ktana. Is Mamela, according to this school of thought, she's included in the Gzera? Ella, what? Okay, so maybe she had Argosha. Fine, maybe she had Argosha. But how do you know the Dam is Minamoka? Ah, you're going to tell me, well, chances are that in the case of a Ketana, the Dam is not coming from the Mokar because she's not Regil Liros Dam, right? Loigil Yesana Urim. Yeah, okay, that's very logical. But if you know that the dam came migufa min amakar, because lo zaza mitachas yadenu, and we locked her up and she didn't go through a shukshal tabachim, then in vade migufa, the Sidri Tara and the Chavos Das are correct. In such a case, since she was included in the Gzera, as far as Hargosha is concerned, maybe she had Hargosha, you can't exclude her. And therefore the Kesem is Tomei. Because what are you going to tell me, that maybe the Dam came from here or there? We know it didn't come from here or there. It came from Gufa. And what are you going to tell me? She didn't have Hargosha? Maybe she did have Hargosha. Who cares if she's a Ketana? But the Shulchan Aruch and Rashi, the way that the Chemde Doniel understands it, the Divrei Chamudos understands it, they say the found no kulachad gzera. There are no two gzeras. There's one gzera, and the gzera is: did the dam come the alma or did it not come the alma? She didn't have argosha. Let's assume it came the alma. She walked through Shukshal Tabachim, let's assume it came the alma. I'll give you a longer list of why we think that maybe this is not Dam Migufa. In the case of a Ketana, we have more of a reason to assume this is not Dam Migufa. So in that single Gzera, she was never included. V'lo gozu v'rabbanan. It's not the first Shita, which is Rabbi Kiveger and the Sidri Tara and the Chavos Das. They hold that she was included in the Gzera by virtue of Shmuel and Shema. Dilma Argashovalava Daita. Once she was included in the Gzera, and the Gzera includes even a Ketana. Ella, what? You're going to tell me that in Ketana there's more of a reason to assume it came me than a Alma? But what about a case where we know that it didn't come the Alma? She's got to be Tmeya. She was included in the Gzera. Masha'en came according to the Divrei Chamudos in Rashi. And the Pashtus in the Shulchan Aruch, the way the Mechaber formulates, Lo Gozru Ksamim B'Tinokas. And that's how the Shach understands, even if I know it's Vada Migufa, it doesn't matter if it's Vada Migufa. She was never included in the Gzera. Why? Because the Gzera was one Gzera. We don't split it into two parts. We don't say Hargosha is one Drosha, the Drosha Shmuel, another Drosha Rav Akiva, Dam V'lo Ksamim. It's Kulachad Gzera. And if it's Kulachad Gzera, then she was never included in that Gzera. Because who is included in that Gzera? Only a woman who has Regilus of Dam. And now I want to swing back to the Me'il Tzedakah that we started. What does the Me'il Tzedakah say? The Me'il Tzedakah wants to say in his tshuva that even if she sees dam, which is shachar, and therefore there's no tliya b'makolis, even if she sees dam in a place where there's no makolis, or in a case where we think that she definitely had dam migufa, and again, Bizman Azeh, it's still, she's still Ksameh Tahor. Why is it? And the answer, I believe, is that Lo Gozru Be'Rabbanan. Why Lo Gozru Be'Rabbanan? Why did the Rabbanan make this Gzera in such a way that it's limited? And here I want to learn with you the Chsam Sofer. Again, I wish I could read the Chsam Sofer from the original here, but we don't have time for that. Now we're going to look in the Pisrei Tshuva. So let's open up. Again, if you have the Friedman, it's in the Pisrei Tshuva Kuf Beis. Ein B'Tshuvas Chsam Sofer. So we're here in Kuf Tzadi, of course. Sif Katan Yud.
Yeah. The
Me'il Tzedakah and the Yireim. Okay, that's interesting because the Yireim was a Rishon.
No, he's the main stuff is with tuning like in the same team of the Yirei.
Oh, he's who will made Al Gadei Yirei. Okay. Al Ktevar Shal Yirei.
His man has said that Macholis are smaller. So can we still be saying that Macholis?
Right.
It's the same issue. His man has said we don't have these sizes Macholis.
So I don't think so. He wants to be machmir the meal tztaka.
I don't remember what he was.
Because look it up. Because I always thought the meal tztaka was the gvalda mekil.
So he's mekil also here with the same svara over there. Brings a svara
that Amakos is larger. You say?
Yeah.
It could even be a kigris viol. I always thought punkfaket that in our time the Makolos is even small. Well, maybe there's no Makolos at all. So that I don't know.
No one stays in bed when he finds a Makolos. No one just yeah. Hears the talent.
Yeah.
Jump
no, but he
bed.
Says this logic that because it's only a Zera.
Oh, it's only Xera. Good. It's only Xera. And again, we quoted already the Sidre Tara in the name of the Meal Stalker, and that's what he said over there. He said Lo Gazu Bei Rabbanon, correct? Okay. We'll find it inside, but I read it to you before. So what do I want to get from this Chasam Sofer? You know, we want to say that according to the old Staka, Lo Gazu Ksamim Bipachos Mikishir, which makes sense again in a Makom Safek, but why should it apply today? So the fascinating thing is the Chasam Sofer wants to know why there's no Gzeras Ksamim in a Dovah She'enam HaKabal Tum. So he writes the following. Again, it's part of a longer tshuva. I think I have more of it written out in my handwriting here, but just one second. He says, Nirali, why should we be Matara Kesem in Pochos Mikashir? Mishum Detchilas HaGzera. The original Gzeras Ksamin Haya Mishum Chumer Detaros. Well, both say, you remember way back when we discussed the first part of Masecht Nida over and over again. For example, Bedika, Samach L'Tashmish, all this is based on Taros. And he says the following, Mishum Chumer Detaros Lo Plug Rabbanon Vitamu osa gam lebaila, kidei shelo tiyeh chucha utlula. Okay, I added a word here. Shaisha tmeya nida litaros vitahora lebal. Beautiful svara. I don't know, Rabbi Osa, maybe you knew this svara when you started learning Hilchos Nida, but I wasn't taught this svara, and this is like olive base. But sometimes you have to go through, like I always tell you about the Sidre Tara and Siman Kuf Tzadi. He only gets to the punchline after 40 pages. It sounds like a tshuva of Rav Avadia Yosef. You know, like the best way of getting through a tshuva of Rav Avadia Yosef is just read the last page. You know, he says the following: that when were they omed leminyan to create the Gzeir of Ksamim? That's when there was this Askus Pitaros. When there was Askus Pitaros, that was when they made the Tchilas Gzeras Kesem. The only problem was they were in a bind. You're going to tell this woman that she can't touch Truma, and if she touches Truma, we have to burn the Truma. But then you're going to tell her she can go home and have relations with her husband. Yeah, it's Kechucha Mitlula. Either you're telling me it's Dam Nida or it's not Dam Nida. So again, if she was a big Lamdin, so we can explain to her, you know, Tzvei Dinim in Nida. But she doesn't understand this. And therefore he says, Kevon Shenesar Biminyan, the Afal Pisha Batel Tam Taros, right? Called over She, well, what's the language? Sheninna Biminyan, Sarf Minyan Achalatiro, the Gemara at the beginning of Beitza, right? He says, Hagzerlo Batla, the Adayin Asura Labayl. So the original Gzeras Ksovim, which was motivated by Taros, really shouldn't apply this manasa. The only reason it applies is because we don't have Beznet's Golo Mimenu Bechachmo Biminyan. They came unto call Atzma shall Agzera Lo Nesra Labaila Elamitakonis Hachomarishonim Ein Lono Litame Osa El Bashir Kesem Shelzmanea. And back in the day, the Makolis was was up to but not beyond a gris. So if you found something that's pachas mikagris, then you could assume it came from a makolas, and therefore he says that gzera still applies, and the limitation to the gzera still applies, which means that if it's less than a kagris, it's not included in the gzeras ksamin. The afal pisha bismanenu eino nimtza. I think what he means by eino nimtza is what we were shrying chai v'kayim. When was the last time you saw makolas again? In certain yeshiva, in certain hikes, you go into tiyul or something. I don't know.
The mosquito could be the same, though.
Maybe mosquito. Yeah, there are some places where you can get bitten by mosquitoes a lot. Anyway, what's the point here, Simcha, of my whole shiur today? I want to suggest that there's a very similar approach, almost a mirror image, between the way the Divrei Chamudos explains Rashi and Daf Hei, when Rashi says that etinokos lo nesra b'gzeras ksamim, and the Me'il Tzedakah, who says that in the case of a gzera of makoles, we're not going to ask the question, well, did it actually come from the makoles? Did it not? Pachas mikashir, but where's the makoles? You can ask me the question, well, what if I this and what if I that? She didn't go here and she didn't go there, and the whole business of tliya. Again, when you look at the sugya itself, the sugya goes back to the time of Taros. When it goes back to the time of Taharos, then they made a real gzera mishum chumras Taros in order to supply a protective siag for shmiras Taros, but only when it was matzui, and we assume the dam came migufa, and therefore it's dam nidan, she's tomei. All those limitations about which the Gemara discusses here on Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis, they all apply within a certain historical context, but that's when they were Omid Laminyan, and that's when there was a Gzeres Ksamim. Now you want to add a chumrah and say, well, Bismanenu, how could you be making with these tlios when we don't have these tlios? The answer is no. We're not going to extend beyond the original Gzeres Ksamim. And therefore, Rashi on the one hand is going to be machmir in a tinokes, because he's going to say that once she has one of these two, either simanim or shanim, she's already included in the gzera. Why? Because then we assume that she's got damim, so then she was included in the gzera. But if on the other hand, she's not shanim and not simanim, but rather she's a tinokes, says Rashi, forget about Shukshal Tavachim. We know that she didn't go through Shukshal Tavachim the way the Divrei Chamura said, but she wasn't included in the original Gzeres Ksamim. And why is that? Because as a general rule, the Gzeru only applied to a woman who has Domim Mitsuyim. All the others, as we mentioned earlier, who disagree with Rashi, they hold that there was also an element of Gzeru with regard to Shmuel's Drasha of Bibsara Chetargish. And therefore she was included in that Gzeru in which Chacham extended Tuma even when there was no Argosha, because maybe she did have Argosha. Now you want to tell me, but she's missing the second Gzeru, and let's bump her off because the dam came the alma. Oh, says the receivers and the Sidri Tara, you have to have a valid reason to assume that maybe the dam came the alma. If it's vadai migufa kasya, then she's tmei. And the other shita says no, she wasn't included in the original. So, okay, Rabosai, we'll stop.